The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A lot of sport on this weekend. So the Euros, obviously, the GAA, and then Wimbledon. And somebody mentioned today on the team, you realise upstairs on Today FM that Hebe Lawson, producer extraordinaire, she was a former Wimbledon ball girl. To yeah. which I said, what? I've never spoken to a ball girl at Wimbledon before. So here you are in studio.
Oh, news travels fast.
Wow, kind of an amazing thing. So 2015, 2016, 2017, you were ball girl at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was 15, 16, 17, so a long time ago.
Wow.
It was like, anyway.
I was reading, and I didn't know if this was true. You've confirmed it for me during the ad break. It used to be boys and girls, or certainly boys from orphanages, that they used to get to do it.
Yeah, as far as we were told, the history goes back to young boys from orphanages would be the initial ball kids. And then they opened it up to girls, and then they opened it up to local schools instead.
Okay. So how does Hebe Lawson get the gig? Is this, are you Nepo baby? I mean, are you, what happened here?
No, so they, basically it's local schools that can sign up to train ball girls or ball boys.
Yeah.
And I went to a local school. I was very, very lucky to be quite close to Wimbledon. Used to go every year with my parents anyway. There was such hype around it. We were always wrapped up in it.
Yeah.
And I just signed up to have a go and started the training process. And it was grueling and really difficult and took up most of my teen years. But it was absolutely worth every second.
So tell us about, I guess, the audition and the training, because I mean, all of us who watch Wimbledon the years, you can't but be struck by how almost military the operation is.
Oh, military is a great way to describe it.
But that doesn't happen easily.
No, it was, it was really difficult. So you start at school and you get trained by your PE teachers. They get given kind of like a manual on how to train a ball girl or ball boy.
You have to like run in a certain way.
Yeah, so they teach you drills. You have running, you have feeding, which is when they like punch their arm in the air and feed the player a ball.
Yeah.
You have rolling. Your rolling's got to be on point. It's got to be straight. It's got to be flat.
Well, rolling, I think, is one of the more underestimated skills.
It's really difficult.
Yeah.
It's really difficult.
And you don't want to be in front of millions of people and trying to roll a ball to somebody at the net or vice versa and it goes the wrong way.
And one bounce and it's out. So and it's on grass, you've got to remember. So it's even more difficult. It's like rolling on a carpet because that grass is just so well kept.
Yeah.
And then if you're a smaller person, you get to be by the net. So you have to learn how to run across the net without tripping over or annoying Roger Federer or anything. There's a lot that goes into it.
And so you and a bunch of your classmates, you're doing your PE, and then does PE teacher say, do you know what, Lawson there? She's made of the right stuff.
Oh no, I was one of those kids that was like, I always wanted to be unique, and I was like, I'm going to just go for it. I could do this. I was a chubby child. It took me 2 years to get in. I had to like really work for it. I was not sporty at all.
Okay.
But I put my name down, so I was like, I'm just going to do it. I have to do it.
And does it culminate with an audition?
Yeah. So your PE teachers kind of go, right, out of the people here, these are the ones we're going to send forward. Then you have to go to the Wimbledon grounds.
Okay.
And they rate you on all your skills and your knowledge of tennis out of 5 for every single thing, every week for like, it must be about 6 months. And every week you leave the court and they go, right, we'll see you next week unless you get a message saying that you didn't make it. So every day for about 6 months, you're going, oh my gosh, have I got in? And then your name appears and you're like, oh, brilliant, I'm fine, I'm through till next week.
Okay, so every time your phone buzzes in the interim.
It was, we'd all used to sit there in a row, like in IT lessons and just refreshing like the email being like, have I got it? Yes, I'm on the list. I'm on the list, guys, it's great.
Okay, I've been there once during the Olympics in 12. I was working at it.
Oh, fabulous, yeah.
And I mean, I'd love to go back for Wimbledon, but it is one of the venues, Centre Court, I distinctly remember it. I saw Federer and Serena Williams was playing. It was one of the few venues that actually lived up to expectations. I've been to a lot of football stadiums and they're all nice. You know, they're beautiful, obviously, but Wimbledon really was like a movie set.
Yeah.
And it was that bit more pristine and green and lovely than I'd even hoped, you know? So give us your sense then of match day and nerves and the protocol. I mean, what was an average few hours like?
So you're working the whole day. It's an hour on court and an hour off court.
Yeah.
You're only a kid, so it's all huge and exciting. And
yes.
There are TV cameras everywhere. The minute you come out of where you're kept of your like HQ that the ball kids hang out in, you are on display and you are told repeatedly you are on display. You need to be. It's so intense.
You're in uniform. Do not let us down.
No, you're in uniform. You will be on TV. You will be on camera. It was incredible. But everything at Wimbledon is so precise and so beautifully, I want to say English. It's so specific.
Yeah.
It's really regimented. It's just, it is a beautiful place to go. And everyone takes it with that kind of respect of, this is the all England Lawn Tennis Club. You have to respect the All England Lawn Tennis Club. It's really, really good. It's great. You have to go.
And so out there on court, how did you do? Things go generally pretty well for you?
Yeah, so every time you're on court, they rate you out of five. I was never top ball kid. I was always somewhere in the mix. You know, you do one dodgy roll and suddenly you're down to a four. So if you were top tier, you would be doing the men's finals day. That's you'd be pipped for that straight away. Whereas I was always kind of somewhere in the middle, depending on what year it was and how tired I was or whatever.
So every match you were marked?
Every match there is an instructor sitting there writing down. So it's a good game to play if you're ever watching the tennis. Look out for the instructor who's sitting by court just marking the ball kids. And
were they stern about it or nice about it? Was it like, oh, listen.
Stern. Oh. So stern. So stern. They were like army sergeants. They were really stern about it. Because they just know you can't get onto the top courts unless you do it all right.
Yeah.
And there are so many things that if you do it really wrong, it's so noticeable. You're not allowed to catch a ball. All those videos of ball kids jumping up and catching balls, they would probably be disciplined and they wouldn't have got onto an amazing court after that.
What are they meant to do?
You're meant to just leave it. If you're going to get hit, move out the way.
Okay.
If not, just stand there. Just
and then pick up the ball afterwards.
Then pick it up. Ah. Because you don't know how fast it's going. And if you reach and grab it, you'll break your fingers.
Okay. And what was your highest profile match?
My highest profile match would be one that I actually worked was the men's wheelchair doubles final, which was four Brits and they were absolutely incredible and it was raining so much and I slipped over and they hadn't closed the court for some reason. I slipped over and looked over and Claire Balding was laughing at me. And that is one of my like main memories of it. Apart from that, I did something called the Guard of Honour where when the final happens and when the awards are given, they walk through like a tunnel of ball kids. And I've got a great picture of me and Roger Federer, which I will never live down. Like that was peak.
Were the players generally friendly-ish? Or because, I mean, we've seen some icy stares from players they're not getting their way. Tennis players are notoriously awful. I think in the main, like just that individual sport,
I think certain when they're personality types
in the zone, they're cranky.
Yeah, they can be really cranky. There are some that are known for being awful, and you kind of get told a bit of a warning before going on court.
Like, can we name any names here?
Kyrgios.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. No.
Don't annoy.
No. Don't annoy him. Don't go anywhere near him. Okay. Like, run away. if he wants a towel, just be the nicest human being you could possibly be.
Yeah.
There were some really loved ones. I remember working with Heather Watson. She was incredible. She was one of the ones that we were all like, she says thank you every time, and like we're just doing our job, and it's so lovely.
Right.
Most of them were really, really nice, and they really respected, you know, that we're just doing our jobs, and we're also just kids.
Yeah.
Like you can't be that mean to like a 14-year-old. It's a bit mean. Like, you know, I know you're the top of your game, but you know, we're trying.
Yeah.
But they were, yeah, I think most of them were pretty good going. I met some lovely. Nadal said thank you when I had to take his racket to the stringers. So he was lovely. And my little interactions with these big stars.
You sound like someone with Stockholm syndrome. He actually said thank
still
you.
Still coming back to me. I'm like, oh my gosh.
What an amazing experience. And any benefits, like, you know, Hebe, anytime you want tickets in the future, you just call us, or you're quickly forgotten?
Oh, I wish. No, I completely forgotten. We got to take all the kit away with us. We got like a lovely framed picture of all the ball kids every year, and a lot of kit. Like the kit was the best thing about it. Like I have it all.
Okay. So on the whole, as summer jobs go.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Best teen years.
Yeah.
Best teen years.
Do you sit at home now and watch matches and just judge the ball boys and girls as opposed to watching the match?
I honestly cannot watch tennis now because I'm just there going, you're not doing that right. That roll was rubbish. I'd mark you a three. Like I can't watch it. It's ruined tennis for me.
Mm. Oh, amazing. God, I'm jealous. That's a pretty cool thing to have done.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. It was fantastic.
Well, Hebe Lawson, now, you know, producer in Today FM, so things got better, right?
Yeah, what a weird like sidestep that.
thank you so much for coming in. Tell us about that.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.